Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're broadcasting from the 12th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids. And we're going to have some guests we're going to talk to about that in a moment. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Sean Mankey.
Your Minnesota National Guard is a unique military organization in that we have a dual role. Our chain of command includes both our governor and our president. We serve both overseas in combat roles and here at home in response to state emergencies. More than 13,000 strong, the soldiers and airmen of your Minnesota National Guard are based in more than 60 communities across our great state. From our Air National Guard units in Duluth and the Twin Cities to our Army National Guard units stationed in Rosemont, Bloomington, St. Paul, Camp Ripley, and elsewhere, the soldiers and airmen of your Minnesota National Guard live here, work here, and serve here. It is our mission to be a good community partners. We partner with local law enforcement agencies, schools, and an assortment of community organizations as part of our counter drug program. In our role as emergency management response agency, we're prepared to protect Minnesota from any hostility, be it winter weather, floods, wildfires, civil unrest, or a pandemic. While I'm in the community, people often stop me to thank me for my service. I'm always humbled by that gesture of gratitude, but I'm also proud in the knowledge that the Minnesota National Guard is always ready to protect our community and always there to respond. Thank you.
Thank you, General Mankey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. As I said, we're broadcasting today from the 12th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. And joining me now is the chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp. Bill, seems like we just did this, but we took a year off, didn't we?
We did.
Pandemic arrived, and we had to socially distance and do the things we had to do. And despite that, a lot of our sponsors that were with us for the first 11 years sent in some donations, and we actually had a pretty fair year for not being able to put this event on.
Oh, a true blessing. Yeah, everybody kept the wheels running. Nobody let up. Nobody stopped.
And, Bill, this year we're going to find out tonight at the program, it's a historic year. We've had four regional events leading up to this one, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic, and they've all been sold out. This one sold out. We had a little weather this morning, but I think it's going to be fine this afternoon. You saw all the people that were here. There's 52 foursomes, 208 golfers. It's incredible, isn't it?
It's absolutely incredible. We're going to have to find a way to get more inventory.
Oh, here we go. Challenge. The chairman's challenge is here. Bill, you've got a special guest with us today. You want to introduce him?
Yes, it is my special pleasure to introduce Tim Pawlenty, our governor from Minnesota. And he is the man that showed us the way to get the Military Family Foundation started.
Governor Pawlenty, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Sir, I've heard this story many times, but I hear it from you today. Bill tells me that you were instrumental in asking him to form and start the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Can you share with us a little bit about how that went down?
Sure. Well, as you become governor, got elected in 2002, took office in 2003, and not too long after that, we started these large numbers of deployments, both to Iraq and Afghanistan and other places as well. And as governor, then you get exposed not just to the men and women who are serving in the Guard and the active military, but their family members as well, because there's deployment ceremonies, welcoming home ceremonies, and you begin to hear eyeball to eyeball, heart to heart, their stories. And some of the stories basically highlight how, even though the government at the state and federal level tries to take good care of the men and women who serve, there are gaps, heartbreaking gaps, in things that they might need at a family or personal level that aren't covered. And so when I started to see that and share it with some others, and most importantly, Bill and Terry Popp, some of these needs, Bill and Terry and then ultimately a team pulled alongside and said, you know what, we can take that identification of need and turn it into something that can help. And the rest of the story is Bill and Terry Popp and you, Tom, and so many others then pulled alongside and do what you do to raise the money and help the men and women who serve, and as importantly, their families.
Governor, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about your wife, because she was very active in taking care of military families when you were in office.
Thank you for remembering that. Mary Pawlenty, the then First Lady, had a tremendous heart for the men and women who serve and threw herself into these types of causes, the broader Beyond the Yellow Ribbon campaign and campaigns that still continues in some form to this day. But thank you for remembering her, inspiring this as well.
Sir, I don't know how we could forget. We're talking to Bill Popp and former Governor Tim Pawlenty on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Bill, you got encouraged by the governor who was in the office at that time to step up and do something. I imagine your wife was involved in this, too, and you got sent down a road you couldn't turn back from.
Oh, yeah. Part of my knowledge about the sacrifices that military family members make comes from the fact that my wife was a military family member. Her dad served in the Air Force. So I had firsthand experience of the sacrifices that family members make and the difficulties that they encounter.
And you both were working with our adjutant general at the time, which was Larry Shelido.
Yes, absolutely.
And Governor, I know you spent some quality time with General Shelido when he was tagged, because there were deployments, and unfortunately we lost some troops, and I know that the two of you never missed a single funeral.
He and I spent a lot of time together at deployments, returns, funerals, many other events. And you talk about the right leader at the right time in the right place. General Shelido fit all of those descriptions for a chat in Minnesota history, where we had some of the largest, the largest deployments since World War II, in the very kinetic situation. So what a great guy, and I look forward to seeing him tonight as part of this event, too.
He'll be here at dinner. And, Bill, I know your relationship with General Shelido was about as close as it could be, because you were trying to figure out, how do we deliver the grants? How do we deliver the money to the families in need? Can you explain how that was all worked out?
Well, again, the governor showed us the way. The general put together the integrated the work of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation into their operations and through the family assistance centers, and it all worked out and has continued to work out.
And Governor, you probably haven't heard the numbers recently, but we're going to announce tonight that to date, since 2004 when this was started, the Minnesota Military Family Foundation has given out over 2,100 grants totaling $4.8 million to take care of our troops here in Minnesota when they run into some type of financial emergency and need some help. And our entire focus, Bill, was about making sure that when our troops are deployed, they can focus on the mission, get home safe. We got their back, and we'll take care of their family. Did you ever dream it was going to get this big, Governor?
Well, I'm glad it did, Tom. And I one of the real-life stories that inspired this, I was at a deployment ceremony, and the dad was leaving for a long deployment, and the mom was there, and she had a serious medical condition and two or three little kids. And I said, "How you doing?" And she had tears in her eyes. And she said, "You know, we can do this. We're a strong family. But there's just things that I can't deal with." And she, I think it was a furnace or a refrigerator, I can't remember which, but she had an immediate problem. And that sort of, you know, example is the kind of thing where the government may not have in their cookie cutter approach to each of these families the ability to customize a solution. But that's when the MMM, Minnesota Military Family Foundation, could step in and help in those kinds of situations.
You needed another tool, another resource, and,
yes,
and Bill and Terry Popp stepped up, and here we are how many years later, Bill, since 2004?
Yep.
Yep. Mr. Chairman, don't you? I thought maybe you'd give us a little a longer answer than that.
Well, yep. We're coming up on 20 years, and it's been a great experience. I tell you, it is so heartwarming for me to see all of the people that step forward to help military families. It just continues to give me purpose and an exceptionally good feeling about human beings and what we can do when we make up our minds to help each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Governor, you'll see a list tonight at dinner, and there's a whole placemat that's got the logos of everybody that comes back. But the first tournament was the toughest, and then when we moved to 3 9-hole courses on one place, we expanded. But they come back year after year after year because they know where all the proceeds go, and they know that the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, our expense ratio is less than 2%. The money goes to the families, and we get it to them quick in their time of need.
Yeah, and everybody's heard the phrase, freedom isn't free, but I always like to add, but not pays the same price.
And well said.
And military men, women who serve and their families pay an extra price, sometimes the ultimate price. And the rest of us need to help chip in and be supportive. And this is one way to do it. And I'm so glad Bill and Terry and you, Tom, and so many others have helped for now two decades.
Well, Governor, I want to thank you for a couple things. Number one, for helping start the MMFF. Otherwise, an old Vietnam veteran like me wouldn't have anything to do on this day every year. And number two, thank you for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for your kind words.
Mr. Pop, we'll see you at dinner tonight, and you can see all of these sponsors that come back year after year, and think we're going to have a great day today, and we're going to set a new record this year for fundraising at the golf events.
Most excellent. I look forward to it like I do every year. Thank you, Sir Thomas.
Thank you, gentlemen. That was Mr. Bill Popp and former Governor Tim Pawlenty on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. As I said at the beginning of the show, we're broadcasting today from the 12th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And joining me on this segment is the Director of Golf here at Bunker Hills, Tim Anderson, and the General Manager of the Food and Beverage in the clubhouse, Callie Koepke. Tim, Callie, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tim, it's been a couple of years. Pandemic year hit in 2020, and we weren't able to do golf, but I understand that most golf courses had a pretty good year. One of the few things you could do when with the pandemic here was go outside and golf. Did you have a pretty good year despite it?
Record-breaking. It's been absolutely incredible, and we were very fortunate to be an outlet for folks to come out and enjoy their time and, of course, taking every possible precaution we could. Folks came out, had a safe time, and we've seen record numbers. This year has really been outstanding. Actually, Bunker Hills has had 5 months in a row of record gross sales, seeing a lot of new golfers and golfers returning, and the best part is they feel comfortable here. They feel safe, and we absolutely love that.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad somebody had a good year last year because it was tough on a lot of businesses.
Right.
Tim, you've been on the radio with us in the past, but I wanted to ask you about the greater community here. There's a campground, stables, water park, of course, the golf course, the event center. How's that all related?
Well, it's a great partnership and a great relationship. Actually, the golf course is 350 acres, which resides in Bunker Hills Regional Park. So the golf course is owned and operated by the city of Coon Rapids, but the park is Anoka County. So the city actually leases, through a wonderful partnership with the county, the actual golf course. So it's a great, great facility. It's in a wonderful park. We believe with the water park, the stables, the campgrounds, and our golf course and food and beverage operation that we create a world-class destination for Minnesota and beyond.
So do you draw from all over the state then?
We do. We do, not only for our special events, but folks come here. We used to be a senior PGA Tour stop. That certainly helps for a decade. So folks know the name Bunker Hills. We hope and believe it's a trusted name, and we do see folks from quite a few different places.
Well, Tim, we've been out here for several years now with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, and we had a little rain this morning and a little hail, but it passed, and once again, we got blue skies. You delivered. Hopefully this will stick for the afternoon. Can you tell us, our listeners, how many holes of golf do you have here? How big is the golf part of this?
Well, it is a 350-acre golf course. We fit 36 holes into that. It's pretty spread out. Nine-hole executive course, 27 championship holes. So it allows us to have larger events like this wonderful event we have today with MMFF. And it allows us to fit a lot of golfers in. So we talked about the pandemic and the crush of people that came. Bunker Hills is able to host 500 to 700 golfers per day. So it's a large facility and a busy one at that.
So how many golf tournaments do you have each year?
We probably have corporate and charity events between 50 and 70. We have a lot. Quite a few.
That's a busy schedule, Tim.
It is, and the nice thing is with 36 holes, you can do a couple at a time. If they're smaller events, you can space them out, spread them out. But, yeah, it's a lot. We like to stay busy, and we love our partners. We love partners like the one we have today and a lot of ones we have coming up.
Well, Tim, it's one of the few places in the Twin Cities where we can go and use 3 9-hole courses, and all of the golfers that come out to support the MMFF golf, two of the three today. So we've got 52 foursomes, 208 golfers. You had golf carts lined up from one end of this place to the other, and now they're all gone. They're all on the course, and I hope the course drains well because you had a little bit of rain this morning.
Well, we're built on the sand pits of Anoka County, so the course drains better than any around. And what we love about the 27-hole layout is, as you said, our guests today play 18 holes, and hopefully they really want to learn about that third nine, and they come back and see us very soon.
And one thing that I would say that I'd tell you as the host of the golf tournament, it's not very hard to convince these folks to come back to Bunker Hills every year. So they're your golf course. I'm going to have to get out here and golf at one of these times.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
A little too busy today. We can't do that. We're speaking with Tim Anderson and Callie Koepke from Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids on the occasion of the annual MMFF Golf Classic. And Callie, I want to come to you. You are the general manager. You're in charge of food and beverage in the clubhouse. Can you tell us about this clubhouse and all your facilities?
Yeah, so we've got our Kendall's Tavern and Chop House that is managed by Morrissey Hospitality, which is a great partnership with the city of Coon Rapids. And then our Bunker Hills Event Center, where you're going to have your dining experience after golf here, can accommodate up to 380 people. We're going to have your silent auctions all set, ready to go. And then when we get all the golfers off the golf course inside the space, we're going to serve a great, start with a wedge salad and then steak and shrimp paired with roasted potatoes and carrots. And then we'll send them on their merry way.
Callie, Sergeant Ben's getting hungry. I can tell. He was listening to the menu. One of the things, Tim, you've got so much space here and so much parking, and your people are very helpful. Everything we've needed for the past few years, we come out here, you guys just jump at it. Even you jump. We thought we had a technical problem, and Tim's jumping up to get it fixed. But we got everybody out here this morning, and we got them registered, and they even had a nice lunch.
Yeah.
It was served on a kind of a buffet lunch. They could pick and choose what they wanted. And from my viewpoint, I like that because then I don't see sandwiches and chips and things that they don't eat.
Yep.
And so it looked like a pretty darn good lunch.
Yeah, a good little selection of what kind of sandwich you want. You can pick your own chips and not get just selected with whatever box you select. So.
And, Tim, we're having a putting contest out here while everybody comes by, and they can go just right up the steps here into, what's this called, Mully's?
That's Mully's Tap Shack. Yeah, it's a great turn stand for our golfers to get basically anything they'd want, refreshments, et cetera.
So they got refreshments, they got some adult beverages, and they probably have a little food in there, some hot dogs and things.
Yep.
So it's very convenient. It's a beautiful place to come. And for the average golfer, if they just want to come in and get a tee time, how tough is that, Tim?
Well, it's getting more difficult, but the great thing about 36 holes, like I mentioned, is we'll always have room or we'll find room. We love seeing new folks. We love seeing return and repeat business, and we'll make a spot for them, and I hope and trust they'd love it.
All right. And Callie, if they want to learn more about Kendall's and Bunker Hills, is there a website or Facebook, anywhere they can go?
Yep. Both on social media, and then kendallstc.com has all of our specials. You can also make reservations right online. And then you can visit bunkerhillseventcenter.com to learn more about the event center or give us a call and we'll guide you in the right direction.
Well, Callie, thank you. And Tim, thank you for joining us today. And for our listeners, I encourage you, if you haven't been to Bunker Hills Golf Club and to Kendall's, come on out and visit. Some great food and some wonderful people that can help with your events. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Tim Anderson and Callie Koepke from Bunker Hills on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We are broadcasting today from the 12th Annual MMFF Golf Classic at Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids. And in a moment, we're going to learn about a new golf tournament to help raise funds for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Herkey.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is proud to be a strong partner with the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers. The CVSOs, as we call them, are county employees who help veterans and their families obtain benefits related to their military service. In Minnesota, all 87 counties are represented by a CVSO. Minnesota's CVSOs are among the best in the nation. They are well-trained, professional, and understand how to navigate the complex VA system. CVSOs are the first stop or the point of contact for veterans and service their personal advocate. Navigating the claims process is challenging, and many veterans often don't know the right questions to ask. That's where CVSOs step in and help veterans access the benefits they may be eligible for. CVSOs do important work. They sit across from men and women who have worn the uniform and served their country. Minnesota is really lucky to have such a strong, passionate group of CVSOs. As a state, we have a history of leading the way when it comes to innovation and forward thinking. Thank you to all of our CVSOs who day in and day out serve the veterans of this great state.
Thank you, Commissioner Herkey. For more information, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. Joining me now is a voice that all of you out there should be familiar with, as he's acted as a co-host of this program in the past, Jason Burley. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Tom, it's great to be here on this side of the table.
You're in the guest seat today, so that means I'm in charge, and you have to answer questions. So
let's get into it.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about your military experience. You hopped around several different branches.
Yeah, it was a unique experience, right? I enlisted in the Marine Corps right out of high school, spent a few years there on active duty, and then was in the Air Force Reserve at the 934th Airlift Wing here, and then finished up and retired out of the Minnesota Army National Guard at the 34th Infantry Division.
And your last position was public affairs officer at the division.
That's right. I was the public affairs officer there for about 4 years at the tail end as we went into retirement in 2017.
Now, can I assume that that maybe had something to do with you telling me one day you might be interested in helping with the radio show?
Well, you know, that all came about because I was the PAO for then Major General Elisario, and we came to do your program, and I said, this is for me, so I got to figure out a way to get to this. And you became a fantastic mentor for me, and we spent a lot of time together and telling a great story. And so just proud to be a part of it, glad to be here.
No, I get it. You had a plan of attack, and you've been working on it, and you're getting it done, so that's great. We want to talk today about the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. A few years ago, I asked you if you wanted to be a member of the board. And we went over and interviewed the board, and they said, all right, let's bring this guy on.
Yeah, so, you know, again, a thrill and very proud to be a part of it. I was getting to the end of military service, and I knew that I wanted to continue to give back to the military community. And the Minnesota Military Family Foundation was perfect in my mind, right? It helped with, you know, families in financial distress that needed help that we could get help to very quickly. And the Minnesota Military Family Foundation was a perfect spot for me to land.
All right, so you got out of the service, and you have a full-time job.
I do. I have a great little gig going on over at Cargill Incorporated. So I've been there for about 16 years, actually, dual service. I was still serving in the Guard when I went to work for Cargill.
Yeah, and Cargill has a veterans organization within it.
We do. So the Cargill Veteran and Military Support Network has been up and running for about 6 or 7 years, and we use the Yellow Ribbon criteria to stand up the Veterans Network. And so we've been a member of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon companies for about 7 years, and the Veterans and Military Support Network has been very active in the Yellow Ribbon and other projects, as you know, over the last 6 or 7 years.
We're speaking with Jason Burley from Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids at the occasion of the 12th Annual MMFF Golf Classic. Now, Jason, you've been on the board for a few years. You've been helping with a lot of things. You've helped with this tournament. But last fall, I think it was, you called me and contacted me and said, you're going to start another tournament.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, well, the way this really happened was, you know, I've been a big fan of the tournament for sure. And then I got a call from you that said something like, if you could help out with a couple extra foursomes, that would be fantastic. Do you think you could get something together? And I was in Key West at the time, and I said, yeah, how about a whole another tournament? And I had no idea what I was getting into. And fortunately, it worked out because I knew there was going to be a high bar and a stiff grade, and we turned out a great tournament, and people at Crow River Golf Club did a great job for us.
Now, Jason, you've been watching, and you've been participating and helping with the MMFF Golf Classic. What possessed you to decide you were going to start your own tournament and jump in deep?
Well, so I moved back to Hutch. I knew I was going to go to Crow River, and it was inspired by the idea of we could add not only a few handfuls of foursomes to other tournaments, but what if we put 36 more foursomes out there and brought them in? And the people came out of the woodwork, and thanks to Cargill and people like Salesforce and Sales Loft and numerous others, Walzer was there to help us give away a car. I mean, they went on and on and on and on, and we just had a great turnout and a great event, and it was all about giving money back to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. If you're going to be a part of the organization, you want to be a part of the board, and you want to give back, I really felt strongly that there had to be a tangible, you know, return, and the Great Western Open really turned out to be that.
It turned out, and your first year was great. It reminds me of 12 years ago, the first tournament that we did, the MMF Golf Classic, out at Deer Run. And you're going to find out tonight that the results were eerily similar. But I want to get into the cause. Yeah. You did serve in the Guard. You've seen families. You've seen fellow soldiers in trouble.
That's right.
And it for me, it touches my heart, and this is easy work to go raise money to help those families.
Yeah, no, it, you know, it really is the easy work and the difficult work, and the thing that I'd, you know, challenge and really encourage those that are still serving. If you need help, ask for it, and Minnesota Military Family Foundation is there for you. There's no shame in asking for help when you need it. You've given to your country, you've given to your state, you've sacrificed so much. Reach out if you need help, and we're there for you. That's the reason why I've done it. That's why I hope to continue to serve as long as they'll let me, and we'll continue to run the Great Western Open and raise money for that cause as long as we can.
And quickly, the process of a grant, our soldiers or airmen can get a hold of their family support groups. They can get a hold of the Family Assistance Center. It's all highly confidential. Nobody knows that you're reaching out for any help. It's really a pretty simple process, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a simple process as soon as you get through the door. The hard process is getting to the ask. So get through the door, ask for help, and we'll get you the help you need.
A little problem sometimes with proud soldiers and proud airmen, and they don't want to ask for help, but there's 208 golfers out here today helping us raise money so that we're here and we're available and we're ready to solve those financial emergencies so that you can focus on the mission and get home safe.
That's exactly right. I mean, we want you to be thinking nothing else except for the mission at hand, not to be concerned about what's happening at home with your families from a financial standpoint. And we're there to help, and we'll continue to be there for the foreseeable future as long as we can continue to get great sponsorship and help from people like we've got here today and as we get in the other golf tournaments as well.
Jason, the $64 question. You've got your first year tournament under your belt.
Yeah.
What are you going to do next year?
Well, it's interesting. We had this discussion the other day, and as you know, Ryan Heining is really involved. He's the president at Crow River, and Tom Parsons, the pro out there, is super supportive. So, you know, we said if we can't double our efforts from year one, then we should probably not be in this business, and so that's what we're going to do. So we'll rally up 2X what we did this year, and we'll keep shooting for more in subsequent years after that.
You're setting the bar high. You better get some rest this winter because it's going to be a busy spring.
Well, I'll tell you, I've got to get a couple more months under my belt in terms of the preparation phase. Trying to pull off a golf tournament in 4 months is something that I don't know that I would undertake again, but the result was well worth it, and so we're happy that we did it.
One piece of advice, Jason. This tournament's over today. I'm starting on next year tomorrow. So let's get ahead of it and
that's
make sure
exactly
you got plenty of time.
Tom, another great tournament, another great day, beautiful day for you. You can't thank the folks that are here participating, all of your sponsors enough. It's just a great tournament. Thanks for all you do.
Well, thanks for joining us, Jason, and you know, congratulations. What a great event this year. Your first event, you blew the top off. Good work, and I hope you reach your goal next year.
I do, too. This is for the Minnesota Military Family, so thanks, everybody.
This is Jason Burley, and this is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're broadcasting today from the 12th Annual MMFF Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids, and I have two guests joining me for this fourth quarter. First, it's retired Major General John Trost. General, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
And General, we've got somebody you know quite well. It's Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon. Chuck, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be with you.
Chuck, you and I have had a little bit of fun over the last few years. There's been a lot of deployments, federal deployments, where we send troops overseas, and we got a hold of an outfit called European Roasteries. And I think it went back to the division when Sergeant Ben was deployed, and they put together some special packaging, and we call it some Red Bull coffee. And we've found ways to get that packaged, and your group and Hugo takes care of mailing all those boxes of coffee all over the world.
It's just a real pleasure to do that. And this year I got a chance to go down to European Roasteries to their factory and pack and ship right out of their deliciously aromatic showroom.
Well, Tom Dautre owns that place, and he gives us most of that coffee. But this year we've got over 1,000 troops over in the Middle East, and we wanted to send them some special coffee, and there was 1,200 bags. So Tom Hoker helped us, another friend.
Yes.
Went to the Brooklyn Park Rotary and got a little money to help defray the costs. And they bagged it all up and boxed it up, and you traveled down there and got the Postal Service to pick it up and send it to the troops.
Yeah, they really enjoyed that. And I enjoyed telling the folks down at European Roasteries the story of why the labels were called Bastard Blend.
Well, I think we better explain that now that you brought it up, Chuck, because that unit is out of Brainerd, I think it was, General, one of the 174. And in World War II, that was a tank group that was sent to the Philippines. And as I understand it, there were 82 soldiers as part of that group. And when MacArthur left the Philippines, he left that outfit there. And, of course, they suffered through, they ran out of ammunition, they ran out of food, they ran out of water. They did their best to fight, and they ended up in the Bataan Death March.
They did. It was a tough challenge for them. And that unit, the 194, traces its legacy back to the Death March. So that's part of the name there. And I'll let Chuck explain the name on that.
And one of their nicknames is the Battling Bastards of Bataan. And they chose that because they were kind of left behind by the United States on to fend for themselves. Tough position to be in, sir.
Battle they did. I forget exactly how many survived.
32, sir.
32. And I think we just buried the last one.
Walt Straka.
Walt Straka, yeah, this past month. So it's that unit has kind of come to an end, unfortunately. But it's a tremendous history, and it's something that unit is so proud of, and really they should be.
And we had them participate, and the Command Sergeant Major picked one of the names, and the name of their coffee was the Bastard Blend. And we sent 1,200 bags of coffee over there. Chuck, you've been sending all that coffee for these years, but more importantly, you get wish lists from the deployed troops. And how many pounds have you sent to the troops over how many years?
Well, you're an Air Force guy. What would two fully loaded C-130J Hercules at normal operating payload carry?
A lot.
72,000 pounds.
That's a lot of stuff. And all of your people at the Hugo Yellow Ribbon and Washington County Yellow Ribbon, you've got quite a following up there. When there's something needed, you fill the request almost immediately.
Yeah, we have all sorts of partners. I just got some more Girl Scout cookies offered this week, and then another bunch collected a bunch of stuff, and they didn't know how to ship it, so I said, bring it over, we'll ship it. And, we've got a lot of people that help us do all that.
General, it's got to be pretty important for those troops to get some little things from back home to make it feel just a little better.
Anything to bring back good memories of home and to make sure that the soldiers are taken care of while they are deployed. It's really a part of the mental health thing. It helps them so much that you can't really describe it. And Chuck is very modest about his Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network. What nobody else will tell you is it is the gold bar standard. And he's done extremely well with his Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network and should rightfully be very proud of they're accomplishing.
Chuck, high praise from General Frost.
It certainly is. Thank you, sir. We certainly appreciate that and strive hard to earn that every day and provide reliable, dependable service. We have a wish list, an interesting wish list from 133rd Air Wing that are deployed to Niger in the middle of the African Sahara Desert. They don't have much for MWR activities, so they want some baseball equipment and some softball equipment, bats, balls, bases. I just got that list this morning. We're on it.
Very good. We're talking to Chuck Haas and Major General John Frost on Minnesota Military Radio. Chuck, you brought that up, and it brings back a memory. You sent some bicycles down to Guantanamo.
Oh, don't remind me. I thought it was going to be easy to do that, but we got it done.
You sent them in pieces, and they had to put it back together, but they were thrilled.
Oh, gosh, yeah, they were.
And you have a monthly burger night, and down at Guantanamo, our security police that were down there, MPs that were down there, had their own burger night.
Yeah, they had a poster. We sent them a poster, Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network remote site. Everyone in the company autographed it. I just got it yesterday. It's just wonderful.
Chuck, and I want to congratulate you. You've been a participant in the MMFF Golf Classic, I think, every year.
Yeah, I just got scolded, though. my grandson, who is an ensign, was an ensign, and that's what we told you to put on the sign. He said, well, Grandpa, I got promoted.
Well, it seems to me you sent the information over, and we printed it up.
It's
Chuck.
All my fault. It's all my fault.
All right. Well, that's in the family. I'm staying out of that one. But Chuck, I want to thank you. You've been a participant here for years. You know what the MMF does, MMFF, and we try to step up when there's a need in Washington County and fill that so that you can keep sending all those packages off to our troops.
We see that so often where the Family Assistance Center will have a military family reach out to you, and sometimes we get to partner and help along the way, and it's just great for those families to know that there's that support out there, especially for the soldiers and airmen who are deployed. They know their families are going to be taken care of here back home.
Well, General, I want to ask you about that. We just got a few minutes left. This is the 12th annual MMF Golf Classic, and we have other golf tournaments along the way. This is tournament number 40 in the last 12 years, sir.
Wow. Takes up a lot of fingers and toes to get that far.
It does, General. It does.
That's wonderful. And really, this is our biggest fundraising event of the year. And it's just so heartening to see all these folks and faces come back out year after year to participate in this. So it's really it's a fun day to be a part of, and good things going on for the MMFF today.
In general, we want to recognize you today. You're our vice president for the MMFF, for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You're out here helping my family run the putting contest, and we've got 52 foursomes coming through, and they got all kinds of crazy things to putt with. I think I saw a hockey stick over there. But kind of a special day. You're having a birthday today, General.
I'm having a birthday. Number 29 already.
How do you get to be a two-star general at age 29, sir?
Well, you have a lot of people helping you out along the way, for sure. And look at here.
Sergeant Ben and Sergeant Johnny wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you very much.
The guys have brought out a birthday cake. I don't know what you're going to do with that, General.
A birthday cake. Well, I do what I do best. I'll eat some. Oh, thank you so much, guys. It means a lot to me. So,
Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, General. General, we got about a minute left.
Okay.
I know the MMFF is real important, and it's something your work in it comes from the heart.
Yeah. You know, we get a chance to see these grant requests come in, and you can't write this stuff up. It's one of everything that you can imagine, and it truly is compelling when you see the grant requests come in and the reasoning why they're short of financial piece and how we can help them. It's really a lifting event when we get a chance to help somebody. And it is so important that we take care of the families and the soldiers of this great nation, and especially the state of Minnesota, which we deal with. But it really is, when you see those requests, it's compelling. And you just want to do all you can. When they do come in.
In general, I can attest to our listeners that even when a general retires, you're still taking care of the troops, and I'm proud to be on the board with you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's a great foundation.
General, and I thank you both for being on the show today and for being out here on a wonderful day to help Minnesota military families. That was Major General John Trost and Chuck Haas from the Hugo Yellow Ribbon Network. Joining me now is the senior enlisted leader to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Brian Soper. Sergeant Major, I understand you're traveling this week.
You bet, Tom. I'm actually down in Albuquerque, New Mexico right now, attending the Army National Guard Command Sergeant Major's annual leader symposium that's running in conjunction with the Enlisted Association of the National Guard Association's annual meeting.
Sergeant Major, that has me thinking about best practices and exchanging ideas.
It's a great forum. On the Enlisted Association side, we have six service members that are down here participating in what they do, their professional development program that they put on. And it's a great program that both Air and Army participate in. And they've had speakers such as the Director of the Army National Guard, Lieutenant General Jensen, the Senior Enlisted Advisor, the Chief of the National Guard Bureau, Whitehead, Command Sergeant Major Sampa, Command Chief Williams from the air side, SMA Grinston, SMA Daly retired, and others that have been providing them, you know, guidance and insight and just the operational or strategic view of what's going on in the Army and the air.
Sergeant Major, that sounds like a heck of a group to have together, and probably everybody learning a lot.
Oh, it's fantastic. And then, you know, just the opportunity to have Army and Air from the 54 states, territory, and District of Columbia come together. And, you know, they have that opportunity to make new friendships and network, et cetera. So it helps develop and, you know, increase their opportunities within the Guard as well.
Sergeant Major, we're recording today from Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids for the 12th annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. And we learned earlier in the show today that former Governor Tim Pawlenty asked the chairman of the MMFF, Bill Popp, to start this organization because there was a gap in resources available to help families of our soldiers and airmen in the Minnesota National Guard.
No, and that, you know, it's absolutely true. There's an organization for each component that provides emergency relief to soldiers or service members, but that is for active duty components or active duty members only. So any soldier that's in the National Guard is not eligible to receive those funds when an emergency arises, even when they're on deployment. So having something like that from our state to provide those assets and resources to our service members is just fantastic.
Sergeant Major, that's got to be a resource that gives you some comfort that your soldiers and airmen are being good and can get some relief in the form of grants when there are problems and stay focused on the mission.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's success stories I'm sure you'll hear about where, you know, individuals have had issues arise that, you know, are just out of their control. And the MMFF has been able to step up and help those individuals, like, within days, you know, once they've essentially, you know, validated the claim, you know, they're getting funding or getting repairs made to that individual's, you know, home or whatever it may be, pretty much immediately, which is just amazing.
Well, Sergeant Major is a great resource, and we're happy to be a part of it. And watching a lot of great sponsors contribute some money today so that they can keep up the efforts.
I'll tell everyone thanks, Tom. I absolutely appreciate it.
We'll do that, Sergeant Major. Thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
That was Command Sergeant Major Brian Soper on Minnesota Military Radio. We're just about out of time. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Bill Popp, former Governor Tim Pawlenty, Tim Anderson and Callie Koepke from Bunker Hills, Jason Burley, Chuck Haas, and Major General John Trost, Commissioner Larry Herkey, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Sean Mankey. Please join us next week as we talk about one of Minnesota's newest Yellow Ribbon companies. That's coming up next weekend on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.